Hi, Ethan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah? Well, I have a few questions for you. The first question is, what is the most important legacy of Emerson's music?
Well, I'm Ethan, and I'm Keith Emerson's grandson. And I think the most important legacy of my grandfather was for him to be known as a composer. So I have been working on and learning some of his works, some of them unreleased, to carry his legacy forward.
Okay, so next question. What support from other artists have you found when raising Keith Emerson's musical legacy?
I've had a massive support from my granddad's fans online who have sent me so many messages to me. Also, all of the artists who played at the Birmingham Tribute Show were so supportive, along with Terje Mikkelsen, who was the conductor at my performance.
So do you find this is a great responsibility to move forward with your grandfather's musical legacy? How do you take it?
Well, of course, I just feel really proud to play his music, just to be his grandson. And also, what I want to do with my life is just to continue his legacy, to be known as a good pianist.
That's great, and you're working hard on your lessons and also preparing for your grade 4 at the moment?
Yeah, grade 4.
Do you want to continue on that path of progressive rock? How do you feel about progressive rock? Do you know much about progressive rock, or are you more familiar with your granddad's music that's more classical orientated?
Well, we do listen to his music a lot at home. So I do know, like, all of his greatest songs from progressive rock.
Do you have any favourites from the prog rock?
Lucky Man.
Lucky Man, yeah. Everybody knows Lucky Man, yeah.
Probably my favourite.
Okay, well, I'm just having a look at the next question from our friend in Chile, Reyniero. He's the director of the radio. He wrote these questions for us. So he's saying here, that transfer of the musical heritage has been completely natural. Has it been completely natural? Like, do you feel that was something that just happened?
Well, of course, you have to put loads of hard work into it.
Are you excited about the idea of a world tour playing your granddad's music?
Oh, that would be quite fun.
So everybody knows that, you know, you're still working hard to build up a repertoire. So which songs do we know so far? Close to Home?
Close to Home and Outgoing Tide, The Dreamer, yeah. Which is, of course, that.
Yeah, and we've been thinking about...
We've just been playing Prelude to a Hope.
Yeah,
well.
great tracks, and also maybe getting involved, learning some the concerto. That would be a great...
Yeah, maybe.
Know. Yeah. So, yeah, that's this mini interview is, you know, just so people could get to know more about you and that you have also released one of your granddad's tracks, The Dreamer, on Spotify. And how can they find you?
I'd like to thank Radio Fortulo for this interview. And I invite you to listen on Spotify or download on iTunes. Just search Ethan Emerson, The Dreamer. Thank you.